Hilltops of glory land.
Amen. Singing like you're awake. And I believe you are. And you're probably full and awake. And that's a challenging task for the preacher to keep you there awake. We thank God for all of his wonderful, wonderful blessings. For life, health, and strength. For blessing us to know his word, to believe his word, and to have obeyed his word. And it looks like, it seems like, when we look around, that some folks just believe that Jesus is Jesus on Sunday morning. He's also Jesus at night. Amen. Are you fully dressed? Are you fully dressed for home? In Ephesians chapter 6, you have your Bibles, don't you? Believe it or not, that's in the New Testament. Galatians, Ephesians, and chapter 6. Are you fully dressed or are you properly dressed? Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 19. Dress for success. We must participate in God's divine power in order to participate in God's divine nature. Note Peter's opening words. When we look at 2 Peter chapter 4, chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. 2 Peter, no, don't go to sleep yet. But since you did go to sleep, a nod, you know I didn't do it. Because I just got started. We are given, and I want you to be in Ephesians. Read also Ephesians. I gave you Ephesians chapter 6, did I? Verses 10 through 19. Okay. We must participate in God's divine power in order to participate in his divine nature. We are given the Holy Spirit. When we go down in water and come up, we are given the Holy Spirit when we obey the gospel. Why? Because God knows our power, and God knows the power of Satan. And that's tragic. Terrible. The power of Satan is terrible. So he wants us to read and to study his Holy Bible so that we will live the life that he is calling us to live. And he will have the glorious opportunity to welcome us home at the final roundup of our life here on planet Earth. God knows, as I said heretofore, the power of the devil, and he knows his power. His gift informs us that we cannot overcome Satan without his help. He persuades, and Satan doesn't care who he attacks. Not only who he attacks, he doesn't care when he attacks. Amen, and he's going to do his best to wake, to try to make you go to sleep. And I'm just starting. Persuades, and therefore, the reason for the Holy Spirit, having God's Holy Spirit, provides us with conquering power over the snares of the devil. Now, wait a minute now. We can't go to sleep. We must still believe, have faith in God. But faith, how does faith come? Faith cometh by what? Hearing. Staying awake. Hearing. But by faith, knowing the word of God and acting thereon. The Holy Spirit gives us instructions. We read and study prayerfully the Bible of God. We must hear, believe it, receive it, and follow God's instructions. The Holy Spirit instructs us if we study the Word of God. And if we fellowship one with another, again, studying the Word of God. First, you heard the Word of God. That's where we had the wonderful privilege and the pleasure of hearing God's Word. We heard it, and secondly, by the grace of God, we believed it. And we received the Holy Spirit on our way to obeying the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We said, yes, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And you were buried in water baptism for the forgiveness of every sin you have ever committed. And added by God to his family. That's how we became sons and daughters of God. By hearing his word, believing his word, being godly sorrowful for the life that we had lived prior to that, and being acknowledge him and acknowledging him as God, and then being buried in water baptism. And some of you, and some of us rather, have been blessed to have done that, obey the gospel as children. And we have been in the body a little while. And thank God for that. And I think I can remember how young I was. I started to say how old I was. I think I can remember how young I was when I obeyed the gospel in Tampa, Florida. But be that what it was made. Hearing, believing, repenting, and confessing Jesus as Lord and Savior and being baptized in water for the remission of your sins. Because you received his word, and you desire to act upon what you heard of his word, and you obey the gospel. James chapter, put in your notes, James chapter 1, verses 17 and 18. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. The Father of lights, who has no variableness, neither shadow of training. And verse 18, of his own will, of God's own will. Isn't he loving? Of God's own will, he begat us. That's love. And he was able to beget us, because he first gave his son all the way from glory for us. Let us now, as a result of being added by God to the right church, to the Bible church, let us be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. And to do that, we must take the time to study the Word of God. Don't just obey it and leave off the studying of the Word of God. We must study the Word of God that we might grow, and also we might share the good news of God with others. Move beyond the first principles of the gospel and continue marching, as I said heretofore, continue marching on and helping others do the same. To hear and or read more, and read more, and never get tired of reading more of God's eternal truths, encouraging one another, and working together. That's our responsibility, so that the Holy Spirit can continue to encourage us and persuade our mind to go on to maturity. Being baptized and added to the body is one thing, but moving on to maturity is another thing. Studying the Word of God, that we might, by the grace of God, grow more. Going on to perfection is critical. It's important. Otherwise, Satan is always there. Come on back. Come on back. Going on to perfection. It's a matter of eternal life or eternal damnation. You choose. God provides. God provides impregnable encouragement. God provides an incorrigible, uniform wisdom. A uniform of wisdom. And that's critically important because Satan, shown off, pardon my colloquialism, he's shown off work, wants you back. And he starts real quick because, you know, if you stay alone and grow, it's going to be almost impossible for you to get it back. Satan, who appeared to Eve in the Garden of Eden, is alive and seeking new humans to deceive. Satan has no love for God. We are now added to the body. We are now children of God. And Satan now wants to, does, work hard. Child, what'd you do? Say, what? Why'd you do that? Oh, and then give you a lot of made-up excuses as to why you should change your mind. Satan desires to deceive the children of God because he doesn't love God, because he knows that God does not love him. And God's warning shows us our enemy. Our enemy in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, God wants his children to be sober, to be vigilant, watchful. Why? Because Satan is our adversary, our opponent, and he's like a roaring lion. He's like a roaring lion. He doesn't get sleepy. He doesn't get tired of endeavoring to get the children of God to come back and serve him. Walketh about seeking whom he may devour, turning you away from the faith of God. His goal, Satan, is to devour you so that you might lose your soul and dwell forever with him in fire. He is an adversary. The Bible, the Holy Spirit, lets us know what he is all about. That's important. Why? It's important for us to study the Word of God and be able to ward off the fiery darts of Satan. His goal is your eternity in hell with him. Your adversary, or our adversary, walks about, doesn't get sleepy, doesn't sleep in church. But he tried to put us to sleep at freeze. Thinking who he may devour, ensnare, or rob you of your eternal salvation. Your home in heaven awaits you if you remain steadfast, unmovable, and always endeavoring to keep and practice the will of God. One of the reasons God allows Satan to tempt us is to manifest our faith, and God wants to see if we are going to trust him like we're supposed to. Not that he doesn't already know, because he's God, but he does that so that we will see where we are in our relationship with the Father, and that we are holding on steadfast, so that he can say to us at the final roundup of human affairs, well done, who? My good and faithful servants. Our Bible tells us that narrow is the way of life. Narrow is the way of life. Many will and many are, unfortunately, listening to Satan. More than are listening to God. For those of you taking notes, Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. Enter you in at the what? Straight gate. Wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be that go in thereat. Why? Because straight is the gate, narrow is the way that leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Few there be that find it. What does that tell us? There's going to be a crowd in hell. And based upon the crowd in hell and comparing it with those in heaven, there's going to be a difference. There's going to be a difference. Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6, beginning with verse number 1. You probably will start your parents while you were a child and you memorize it. Children, obey your parents in the what? In the Lord. Why? For this is right. Honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with promise. That it may be what? Well with thee. And that thou mayest live long on the earth. Anybody in their right mind, don't mind doing that. And you fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up where, how? In the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. Once you've been added to the family of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, you are to exchange your baptismal garments for your work uniform. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 19. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And in Matthew chapter 28 and verse 18, and Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power. Did you hear that? All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Don't you want to follow that? Don't you want to follow the one who has all power everywhere? Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles or the tricks of the devil. And Satan has some bountiful tricks. And the younger people might say he has some juicy tricks. But hold on to God's unchanging hand. Life is a battlefield. Enemies within and without. And then again, in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11, put on the whole what? Put on the whole armor of God. God has provided his children with protection. Put on the whole armor provided by God for your protection. Each part of your garment is needed. Your weapons to fight, your dress for protection. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness. Listen to all of that. In high places. Against the rulers of this world, darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places, everywhere there is wild. There is wiles of the devil. Wherefore take unto you what? The whole armor of God. Take time. You're talking about an eternity in glory land. Take time to protect yourself by studying the Word of God and obeying the Word of God. The text says, put on the whole armor, not just the armor. Verse 13, put on the whole armor, because that's what we need to fight against the wiles of the devil and be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand. Having done all to stand. Verse 14. Stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with the truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, wrapped up in God's truth. And verse 15. And your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of what? And the gospel of peace. And closing. So the question comes this evening for each of us to check ourselves, to make sure that we are fully dressed fully. Why? So that we can withstand the wiles or the trickeries of the devil. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Dress for success. Read verses 10 through 19. We must participate in God's divine power in order to participate in God's divine nature. Peter's opening words in 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. Read that at your leisure. We are given the Holy Spirit when we obey the gospel, and God doesn't do anything for nothing. There's a reason that God blesses us with the Holy Spirit when we obey the gospel. God knows our power, and God knows the power of the devil. And his gift informs us that we cannot overcome Satan's persuasion without his God's help. And having done all to stand, do what? Stand. Therefore, the reason for the Holy Spirit, having God's Holy Spirit, as I said heretofore, is that we may be able to stand against his wiles. The Holy Spirit gives us instructions. We must hear, believe, receive, and obey. When we gladly receive the instructions by the power of the Holy Spirit and obey the instructions of God, we know that we are properly dressed and able to stand. Where are you tonight? No. Where are you really tonight? Why did I say no? Because you said sleep. Oh, let us hold to God's hand. You've heard his word. Prayerfully you believe his word. And prayerfully you will continue to obey his word. If you're here, you're not a child of God. You've heard the word of God. Do you believe it? Then receive it. God is sorrowful for those things you've done contrary to the will of God. It's called repentance. And acknowledge Jesus, your faith in Jesus Christ, and be buried in water baptism. We have prepared have what you need to be buried in water baptism this night. You don't have to go anywhere. The water is ready. The baptismal garment is ready. The baptizer is ready. The only question mark. Are you ready to obey the word of God and be added? Added to the family of God. Add it to God's family. God, who has created everything, whole world, and all the sky and all that's up there. We talk about how far the stars are and all of this. God put it all up there. He blesses it to shine. And he can bless you to shine on planet Earth and be an encourager to someone else to obey the gospel and avoid the fiery furnace in an eternal hell. The lesson is yours. Let us together stand. You come. Now is your time to come.
I am no longer to linger, charmed by the world's delight. Things that higher, things that are nobler, these have allured my sight. And I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free. Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to thee. I am resolved to go to the Savior, leaving my sin and strife.
Get on, boy.
He is the true one. He is the just one. He hath the words of life. And I will hasten to him, hasten so glad and free.
Oh, God, my good and faithful
Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to thee. I am resolved to follow the Savior, faithful and true each day. Heed what he saith, do what he willeth. He is the living way, and I will hasten to him, hasten so glad.